This morning, early here, but more normal time over in Rome, the church celebrated the canonization, the recognition of sainthood for John the 23rd and John Paul II. Now, of course, Saint John the 23rd is most well known for the Second Vatican Council, from starting in convening the Second Vatican Council. But it's not a coincidence that this canonization was held today, the Sunday after Easter, because Pope John Paul II, now Saint John Paul II, have to get used to saying that, Saint John Paul II, was very instrumental. In fact, one of his major things that he did as his papacy, one of his major focuses of his papacy, was promoting this Divine Mercy devotion. And this Feast of Divine Mercy is one that JP II himself instituted. He asked for it to become universal throughout the church. And so every Sunday after the first Sunday after Easter, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. Well, this Divine Mercy devotion, it actually is a relatively new devotion in the church. It only came about in the 1930s. See, at that time in Poland, there was a religious sister, Sister Faustina Kowalska, who was a member of the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy there in Poland. Our Lord began to appear to her. And as part of these apparitions, part of these visits by our Lord, where she could converse with him, he asked that she promote this message of divine mercy. One part of that message explicitly asked that this Sunday be Divine Mercy Sunday. That's why St. John Paul II instituted this feast. Well, this devotion of divine mercy, which our Lord asked to be distributed, asked to be dispersed throughout the church, shows us the fullness of our Lord's message of mercy. This message of mercy which he came to earth and is to give to us, and is especially seen, especially given through his death and resurrection, which of course we just celebrated during Holy Week. We spent Holy Week celebrating those events of his passion, death, and resurrection. The Divine Mercy devotion shows us that God's desire for mercy is so strong that, in the words of the scriptures today, he gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And in fact, our Lord's appearance to the apostles today is showing us his mercy, showing us his love for his apostles and for the whole church. The fact that the apostles could see and touch the nail marks in his hands and the hole in his side shows us that our Lord wanted to distribute this mercy to each and every one of us. And that blood and water which flowed from his side is shown to us on the Divine Mercy image as the rays of red and white light. That water that flowed from his side pouring down upon each and every one of us, symbolizing his mercy coming down upon us. So the message which our Lord gave to Sister Faustina is pretty simple. It's actually ABC. So if we want to remember the message of Divine Mercy, we just need to remember our ABCs. A, ask for mercy. When we were baptized, when we received that the Holy Spirit at baptism, the fountain of divine mercy came upon us, washing away from us sin, washing away all our sins. They're wiped away. And then when we receive the sacrament of confession, we once again have that fountain of divine mercy pouring upon us, washing away those sins that we have committed. In fact, the gospel today shows us the institution, the establishment of the sacrament of confession. When our Lord said to his apostles, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained," he gave them the power to forgive sins. That power has been passed down from the apostles to bishops to priests. And those sins are wiped away. There is no other way than through the sacrament of confession that our sins are completely wiped away. We receive that fountain of mercy which washes all of them away. Be merciful. The divine mercy which we receive, that divine love and forgiveness which our Lord pours down upon us, is not meant to be kept in ourselves. It's not meant to be kept to ourselves, but it's meant to be distributed, to allow to flow through us, that we are to be conduits of that mercy to everyone we meet, our friends, our families, our neighbors, even strangers we meet going down the street. We are called to distribute that mercy in our lives to all those around us. And then C, completely trust in Jesus. When you look at the divine mercy image, and every image of the divine mercy has this, written at the bottom it says, Jesus, I trust in you. For us as Christians, this is a prayer that should be on our mind, on our hearts, and on our lips constantly throughout our lives. We should be saying this in our minds, in our hearts, and saying it aloud if we can, as often as we breathe. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Because by doing this, we profess, as St. Thomas did, my Lord and my God. Now, the divine mercy message is so important because we trust in divine mercy. We trust in our Lord's divine mercy to, as the scriptures say, attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Now, to be clear, divine mercy is not permission to sin. It's not permission to go out and sin freely and then think we can just get them all wiped away. You know, kind of the stereotype of Catholics where we'd go out and party Friday night and Saturday night and then Sunday morning go to confession, get all that wiped away, and then go to Mass. That's not what divine mercy is about. That's an abuse of the sacrament. That's license with the sacrament. What divine mercy is about is giving us the strength that we need to overcome our sins, to overcome our sinful desires, to always be drawn closer to our Lord. You know, the more open that we are to our Lord's divine mercy, the more our sin we will recognize and seek to get away from our sins. You know, if you walk into a darkened room, you can't tell if that room is clean or dirty. You can't see the dirt. But if you turn on the light, you can see it. Well, the same thing with our divine mercy. If we keep our souls darkened by sin, we can't see that sin. But if we allow the light of Christ through His divine mercy to come in us and flow through us, we will see that sin and we will be able to have it cleansed through that divine mercy. Divine mercy also gives us the strength we need to follow God's commandments, to follow His will above our own. And it gives us more grace that we might have a living faith. Have a faith in this life that brings us the healing and peace that we desire. And a faith in the next, which will bring us to the freedom from sin. Now, to be clear, we will never be totally free from sin in this life. We will always struggle with sin in this life. Each and every one of us will. But we should always be striving to minimize that sin in our lives. And it is through the divine mercy that we can do that. Because each and every one of us desire to enter into that salvation promised by Christ. It's deep in our hearts. It's part of our makeup, part of how we were designed by God to be. And each and every one of us want to be in union with God. Now, we might not be able to use those words. We may not be able to feel that, but there's always that pull towards our Heavenly Father. So today, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, may we recommit ourselves to living in our Lord's divine mercy, seeking our Lord's divine mercy. And to do that, we just have to remember ABC. Ask for mercy, be merciful, completely trust in Jesus. So may we be able to pray every moment of our lives, Jesus, I trust in you.